Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Todd, I think one thing I want to get to here this hour of the show, because I know a lot of you missed it. Actually, I need to get this on our Montana Talks website as well. I think about it. We deliver so much content here on this show, 4 hours, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., and I'll get a couple of stories on our website each day, and then we got a ton of great contributors as well, but there is so much that we don't share on the website that I need to add to it. Like, I've got a dozen headlines in front of me right now. We've got the Montana News Roundup as the search expands for the Anaconda shooter. The latest details about a fatal skydiving incident up in northwest Montana. And then this one, a landslide just redrew the map at Bridger Bowl. Landslide is redrawing the map at Bridger Bowl. Abby Casey's got that story for us on our Montana Talks website. But one thing I want to get to here in just a few minutes, we got a chance to catch up with Paul Perez. Paul Perez is the president of the National Border Patrol Council. So he is the head of the union representing our great men and women in the Border Patrol. And we talked with him about the big, beautiful bill and what it does for our Border Patrol. And also he confirmed a lot of the rumors that we were hearing last year of what the Biden regime was doing, not just to undermine southern border security, but to actively undermine northern border security as well. So we'll get to that here in just a second. But first, speaking of the Montana Talks website, very cool story here. Our friend Barry Usher. Barry Usher, he's a Coast Guard veteran. He's the owner of a Harley-Davidson shop. He owns Beartooth Harley-Davidson in Billings. And one of our best lawmakers in the Montana legislature, if you ask me. But now Montana's own Barry Usher has just been elected to a national leadership post. Big news out of Boston, Massachusetts, as State Senator Barry Usher has been named president-elect of the National Conference of State Legislatures, the NCSL, a bipartisan organization serving the nation's near 7,400 state lawmakers and more than 30,000 legislative staff. According to a press release from the NCSL and the Montana Senate Republicans, Usher is currently NCSL's vice president, and then he will succeed the Democrat assistant majority leader out of Illinois, who is currently the president. Anyway, they alternate their leadership each year between the two major political parties. So Barry Usher will be the incoming president of the NCSL. He said, quote, NCSL's 50 years of assisting legislators, promoting the legislative branch, and paving the way for informed policy is commendable. In celebration of this milestone, I will continue to strive to foster bipartisan collaboration and support my peers on both sides of the aisle during my tenure as NCSL president-elect. I hope for the next 50 years and beyond, state legislatures will continue this coordinated effort of uplifting communities and improving the lives of all our constituents. So, yeah, there you go. Check out that story and more. Barry Usher, State Senator Barry Usher, elected president, the president-elect of the National Conference of State Legislatures. So it's going to be very interesting. I look forward to seeing how he uses that national leadership post to shift our country in the right direction. All right, back with the head of the Border Patrol Council right after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With a mix of clouds and sun for today and some scattered showers and storms possible in the afternoon. Highs from the lower 80s in Bozeman to the upper 80s in Billings. For tonight, scattered showers and storms possible. Overnight lows range from the upper 40s in Bozeman to the mid-50s in Billings. Friday, we'll see more scattered shower and storm chances with highs in the 70s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
This is House Call for Health. Lyme disease can be common during this time of year. A bacterial infection causes the disease transmitted to humans through the bite of a deer tick. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says deer ticks can be just the size of a poppy seed, but can inject a numbing chemical when they bite, so it can go undetected for weeks. Experts tell Fox News Digital the infection can lead to joint pain, severe muscle pain, Lyme arthritis, even cardiac complications and neurological conditions. One major major sign of Lyme disease, a red circular bullseye rash or multiple rashes. The CDC says most cases of Lyme disease can be treated with 10 to 14 days of antibiotics. Being treated that way in the early stages usually leads to a rapid and complete recovery. Lyme disease is especially prevalent in the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and Upper Midwest regions. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Progressive.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, here we go. Paul Perez, the president of the National Border Patrol Council, who joined us recently right here on Montana Talks.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, within the first month, President Trump did more in those 30 days than President Biden and his administration did in the 4 years that they created chaotic border. So right now, compared to where we were a year ago, it's completely different. It's a lot better. It's a lot more secure. It's the most secure that we've ever seen it in my entire career.
Wow. And how many years have you served so far?
I've been doing this for 28 years now.
Wow. 28 years. Yeah. Give us a summary of what the southern border might have looked like last year to what it looks like right now.
Yeah, so 28 years under five different presidents, you know, it's completely night and day. So under President Biden and his administration, you got to understand, he staffed his entire administration with open borders advocates. So these were people that were, you know, interested in one thing, and that was allowing as many illegal aliens to come to the United States as possible. And they bent over backwards. You know, they've got these sanctuary cities on board. They allowed them to use taxpayer funds to house them in five-star hotels in many locations. But what was the worst thing of all was they took all the Border Patrol agents off of the line in order to sit them behind a computer, process to release all of these illegal immigrants, many of whom were unvetted. We could not access any criminal histories because a lot of the places that they were coming from weren't giving us any access to their systems to determine who these people were. So President Biden and his administration, they knew that, but they allowed the release of these people everywhere into the United States. And look what they've done all across the country, places like Aurora, Colorado, places like New York City, places like Chicago. They have run rampant. They've committed crimes, everything from murder to burglary to robbery, everything in between.
Even on the northern border. Even on the northern border, we've had Tren de Aragua operatives being smuggled right into, you know, small towns like Shelby, Montana. Yeah, Paul Perez, the president of the National Border Patrol Council, you know, when he was telling us about the southern border and how, you know, our Border Patrol agents were not allowed to do their jobs and protect this country from illegal aliens invading this country. Instead, they were being diverted to simply process the paperwork to allow these people into our country. Paul, I heard the same thing on our northern border. We had tipsters telling us that northern border resources were being diverted, and even some of them were forced to remotely work and process the paperwork for illegal aliens on our southern border. And now we've got problems, of course, on our northern border as well.
Yeah, you know, that was a direct result of the direction given by the Secretary of Homeland Security and the Commissioner of CBP at the time, who are long gone. Thank goodness, you know, that they went out with the previous administration. But yeah, they had all of these northern border agents logged into computers, virtually processing people that were on the southwest border, because again, we were so inundated, we were so flooded with the amount of people that Biden had allowed in. So we had to bring those guys physically here to process, and then those that remained, get them behind a computer to virtually process. And so in my career, we had never seen what I saw happen there. You know, you had certain parts of the northern border that were being flooded with illegal alien crossers that we actually had to send southern border agents to back them up on the northern border, something that I'd never seen happen in my career. And so they lost complete control of the border, and they refused to acknowledge it up until the very end. At the very end, they tried to change a few things, but it was far too gone. The border was far too gone. They had allowed millions of people into the country, and it crashed on them. It helped President Trump win the election because he was able to show exactly the chaos that they created and how he would fix it, and he did it in a month.
And it's kind of funny, too, because it's also when it comes to the men and women in ICE or the men and women in Border Patrol or in coal mines or coal-fired power plants, we're the ones standing up for union workers and union jobs, whether it's government union workers or private sector union workers. And meanwhile, the Democrats are trashing ICE and trashing Border Patrol. The one big beautiful bill has some incredible new resources for ICE and for Border Patrol. I saw Stephen Miller was posting on X. They've got a $50,000 retention and signing bonus if folks want to step up and join ICE and help secure our country right now. And it sounds like Border Patrol has some incentives as well.
Yeah, this is just one part of the big beautiful bill. And, you know, the genius of Stephen Miller and the people that he's got running the agency now, the Department of Homeland Security and down to the Border Patrol, they've got good people in these roles. And they've acknowledged that we have millions of people that are in the country that have to be removed. But we need to hire some ICE officers. We're going to get 3,000 new Border Patrol agents under this big, beautiful bill, which is what we need to help us secure the border. We've got the line. We're holding it down. Now we've got to get into the interior and remove the millions of people, and that's where ICE comes in. Those 10,000 agents that we need are going to do exactly that. They're going to go to every city and community in the United States and wrangle these people up and get them out of our country because they should have never been here in the first place. So, yeah, those retention and signing bonuses are going to go a long way to get people into those jobs.
Now, the Border Patrol has the authority to operate and detain illegal alien suspects within a...
Actually, let me hold that thought. I think there's only about 2 or 3 minutes left of that conversation. I'll share that later in the hour because we got a guest coming up first right after the Farm and Ranch Report talking Trump, Vance, Rubio, 2020.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Another bombshell story. Attorney General Pam Bondi ordering a grand jury investigation into the events of 2016, 10 years ago, and whether or not President Obama, his top aides, were targeting candidate Trump. He won that election, by the way. And David Spund of Fox was the first to report this. It could lead to something or nothing. In Obama's case, he has immunity for any official actions. There was a lot of focus on President Trump getting that Supreme Court ruling. At the same time, it affects former presidents as well. Meanwhile, I don't understand why people aren't focusing on Special Counsel John Durham from the first term, who looked at all this and saw no reason to bring any charges. With your Media Minute, Harry Kurtz, Fox News.
Exposing the fake news in Montana, pretending to be nonpartisan, but look who is funding them. Yeah, the same people that fund the APR, kicking ranchers off the land here in Montana. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We talked about that story, I think, on Tuesday. Plus, what about the stunning admission by Montana Democrats in this leaked memo about getting foreign funding for their ballot initiative campaigns? What are we going to talk about Thursday? Why don't you tell us? Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10, right here.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks at with Lane Nordland.
When it comes to rebuilding the U.S. cattle herd, is it realistic to think that we'll ever get back to the herd size that we saw before the most recent liquidation? Terrain's Don Close weighs in.
Expect to see cow numbers or total cattle inventory numbers at the levels we've seen historically? No, I don't believe that at all. If you look at all the way back to 1974, and the peak in U.S. numbers at 134 million, every time we have gone through one of these liquidating phases in the market, we've only recovered about halfway to total cattle numbers where we were at the previous cycle peak. I believe that will be the same this year.
As the cattle industry flirts with herd rebuilding, some ranchers are retiring, cashing in on high cattle prices, which will also reshape the herd.
We're still getting reports and seeing advertisements of sales for complete dispersals. You add to that what we know about the average age of producers. I think this is a true changing of the guard of who are the cow owners in the U.S. and what's the structure of those businesses.
Another factor impacting family farms and ranches is that the U.S. loses 2,000 acres of farmland each day. I'm Lane Nordland.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Yeah, let's see. We should have our guest on here any second now. In the meantime, let me sneak in more of our... Actually, that might be the guest calling in right now. Okay, so I'll share a couple more minutes here with Paul Perez, the president of the National Border Patrol Council. And then after our guest, we'll have the phone lines open for you. Yeah, so if you got something you want to share, give us a ring, 406-294-0970. Okay, Caden is still working to link up with our guest, so let's roll right into it. And here's just a final couple of minutes with Paul Perez. So I was talking with him about the fact that our Border Patrol, you've noticed there's been a lot of great arrests of illegal aliens in the Flathead, Whitefish, Kalispell area. Well, Border Patrol has, as I understand it, they have extra authorities to operate within a certain range of the northern border. So what other authorities are out there in terms of rounding up illegal aliens, say, on our Indian reservations or in places like Bozeman? Listen to what he had to say on that front.
Yeah, you know, we've got federal nationwide jurisdiction, so we can operate in any location. It's just depending on the types of activities that we're performing, whether or not we can enter, you know, certain locations within, you know, a certain mileage radius of the border. But, yeah, our agents are out there helping ICE right now. And in the northern border, you know, we've got a lot of agents. We've got resident agents. We've got a lot more than we've ever had. And so they're helping ICE. You know, there's a whole-of-government approach because there are so many people in the interior of the country who Biden let go. So we've got FBI, we've got DEA, we've got everybody that can carry a federal badge and gun helping our agents out and our officers. And that's why it's important to get these 10,000 ICE officers so that we can relieve them and let them go back to doing the job that they had. But, again, everything that they're doing is being done because of the chaos created by Joe Biden and his administration.
You know, we talk about these new resources in the Big Beautiful Bill and more, and I know we only got about a minute or so to go here, but, you know, that Big Beautiful Bill got across the finish line in the Senate by, I think, one vote. And so we talk about the importance of a president, but it's also the importance of the House, the importance of the Senate. And had we not elected Navy SEAL Tim Sheehy to the United States Senate, you might not have these resources for your men and women in the Border Patrol.
That's 100% true, and thank goodness for people like Tim Sheehy that voted to support President Trump's vision of what he needs to secure the border, and the big beautiful bill was one component to that. So we thank him and everybody else that voted for it.
Paul Perez, the president of the National Border Patrol Council, thanks for your service. Thanks to all the men and women with the Border Patrol, and thanks for joining us here on Montana Talks. Great to catch up with you.
All right, Tate. Yeah, looks like our guest, we're not able to track down our guest that we had scheduled through Fox News Radio, but that's all right. That's all right. That was just kind of a fun conversation we were going to sneak in here, so we can drive on. Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. If you got something you want to talk about or you want to jump in on the conversation here. All right, so while I was listening in, to that conversation, I quickly got a story on our Montana Talks website. So a random story here. Are you guys familiar with the Roadhouse Diner in Great Falls? Well, I'm familiar with the Roadhouse Diner in Great Falls. Man, this is a legendary burger joint. They've got incredible burgers. So last summer, we were doing all these events with Americans for Prosperity Montana. And I think the Fusion Fights, no, the Fusion Fights were taking place in Missoula the weekend before that. And then we did a live show from Great Falls because King Kai Stewart came down and joined us on the show, because the same weekend that the Fusion Fights were taking place in Missoula under the lights at the baseball field, King Kai Stewart got the world champion belt in the BKFC, the Bare Knuckle Fight Championship. And of course, he's retained his belt since that point, continuing to win. He had a fight in Dubai recently, but King Kai Stewart, he's also a wrestling coach in Great Falls. Really cool guy. He joined us on Montana Talks when we did our show live from Great Falls that morning. And then that afternoon, we did this really cool event at the Roadhouse Diner, and King Kai Stewart came over, and we just had some great burgers. They use local beef at the Roadhouse Diner and everything. Well, guess who popped in to the Roadhouse Diner this week? I think it was yesterday. The pop music star Justin Bieber. You guys know who Justin Bieber is? Now, Caden, I give Caden a hard time all the time whenever I talk about 80s and 90s music. And Caden's like, I have no idea what musician you're referencing right now. So I'm like, just ask your mom. Your mom would know the music. But anyway, Caden knows who Justin Bieber is, I'm assuming here. Yeah, Justin Bieber popped into the legendary Roadhouse Diner in Great Falls. Tara Beam, the owner, shared the photo on Facebook on Wednesday. When I first saw the photo of him, I was like, is that really the Justin Bieber? I was like, man, he just looks, well, he's obviously a lot older now. But anyway, apparently they said he was a really nice guy. And I just posted the photo and a story on our Montana Talks website. And I meant to share this other, where I saw a comment somewhere. Somebody paid $300 to purchase the seat cushion that he sat on at the diner. Like, really? Like the seat cushion? All right. What? Caden sent me a message using the eye roll emoji. I know who Justin Bieber is. So, all right. Now, Caden, this is no joking around here. So when I saw the photo and when I saw that the Roadhouse Diner in Great Falls was saying that Justin Bieber visited the restaurant, legit, no joke. Tim and Savage, you might be able to back me up on this one. I was wondering, I was like, okay, is it the pop music star Justin Bieber, or was it the kid from Fairview, Montana? Tim and Savage, if you're still listening right now, I know he was messaging me in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. Remember when our friend Rocky Erickson, this was probably 12, 13, I don't know how many years ago this was, but I think he was playing basketball for Fairview in Fairview, Montana at the time. And there was a kid, and his actual name is Justin Bieber. He's probably not, of course, he's not a kid anymore, but I just ran into, was it his dad or was it his uncle? We were at the Gate Show in Glendive, and we were talking sugar beets and more. And I had a Bieber join me on the show from the Gate Show. Let me check my show calendar. Yeah, that was back in probably February of 2023, we had Jeff Bieber join us on the show. But no joke, Rocky Erickson did a sports show one time for his Montana sports show, and he interviewed the kid from Fairview named Justin Bieber. So when I saw this photo, like if I was sitting at the Roadhouse Diner, I would have had no idea that was Justin Bieber sitting there, right? I would have just been like, man, he's wearing some crazy pants. Where's that kid from? So somebody must have obviously recognized him. But anyway, so when I saw the photo, I was like, okay, is that Justin Bieber from Fairview, or is that Justin Bieber, the actual Justin Bieber guy? It's the actual Justin Bieber guy, the pop music star guy. Yeah, apparently looks like he was floating the river. Looks like he was shooting guns somewhere here in Montana. He had a post on X where he was shooting some guns. It looks like he's having a good time floating the river. What, man, I'll tell you, that's one of my favorite things to do, is just float the river, right? I like to fish too, but you know, if all I'm doing is floating the river, I'm happy. Yeah, got the full story on the Montana Talks website right now. That was just crazy that somebody paid $300 to purchase the seat cushion that he sat on at the diner in Great Falls. But the burgers, though, the burgers are really good. Let me pull up the Montana Talks story here, because last year I wrote a story for our website after having a burger at the Roadhouse Diner, and I said, you know, that, and so I shared a little bit of the conversation that I had with Tara Beam, the owner. And, yeah, they use local beef. At least they were a year ago. I'm assuming they still are. So the burger she recommended I try was the Winchester. And as the knight in that Indiana Jones movie would tell you, I chose wisely. What a burger the Winchester was. But, yeah, their burger, their meat, it's Montana beef. They get their beef from the McCafferty Ranch in Belt, Montana. They hand patty all of their burgers in-house every few hours. Now I need some protein chips. Now I'm hungry.
Donald Trump's America.
An announcement from the Department of Homeland Security says the Speedway Slammer is coming soon, the latest detention facility co-run by a state and federal agencies.
Bottom line is the state should play a role in this administration's efforts to remove public safety threats from this nation as quick as possible.
Trump administration border czar Tom Homan says the Indiana Detention Center will house 1,000 beds.
I've got some bigger facilities that hold, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 people. Just creates more efficiencies.
But the administration is facing criticism for how migrants are housed at the so-called Alligator Alcatraz facility in Florida, with reports detainees lack adequate medical care and sanitation.
I went down there, and what I found out is there's a lot of fake stories out there.
Homan says the administration needs at least 100,000 additional beds for deportation operations. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Hiring.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
We're at about the 6-month point of Donald Trump's second presidency, and the mood of the country is a bit muddled. Here's what I mean. Our Fox News survey shows 44% of voters are satisfied with the direction of the country. While it's less than ideal that fewer than half are happy with how things are going, there is some positive movement. Satisfaction is up by 13 points since the end of former President Biden's term. Plus, this is the largest number feeling satisfied in about 4 years, and it's even higher than during most of Trump's first presidency. And while 71% still say inflation is causing them financial hardship, that's down from a high of 78% 2 years ago, and it's the fewest to have felt that way since 2021. One more example. 32% of voters, about one-third, give the nation's economy positive marks. While still low, that matches the record high for the last 4 years. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your poll.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I'm dying laughing. I just checked my messages here. Actually, I need to go check some more app messages if you want to message us on the Montana Talks app, though. But, you know, I was expressing my shock that somebody in Great Falls spent $300 to purchase the seat cushion that Justin Bieber sat on at the Roadhouse Diner in Great Falls. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, who would spend that kind of money? I don't know. Maybe you can go sell it, I guess, for a lot more money. So maybe that's what they were thinking. Is there some Justin Bieber crazy fan out there who will pay that, you know, more money than that for anything Bieber related? But anyway, I had a message from somebody listening to this show right now. Let me know if you're okay with me using your name on this one, but it's too funny not to share. He says, word on the street, everybody is wondering if Joel Crowder is the guy who bought the Justin Bieber seat cushion. That's pretty funny. Joel Crowder, if you guys don't know, he's constantly flacking for the Democrats. He's constantly flacking for these left-wing judges and justices and judicial folks. He ran as a Republican for the Eastern Congressional seat, but the folks who've done the background on him have shown that he was a very active Democrat before he ran as a Republican for the state legislature, where let's just say, did not have the best voting record. So anyway, that was pretty funny. Got to share that one with you. Speaking of the legislature, there's a couple of interesting news in the news. I was planning on talking about this a little bit more in depth later on in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, but here's a couple of headlines here. This one from the Billings Gazette: state employee sues Governor Gianforte over the appointment of a lawmaker to an agency director job. So basically, the Democrats are big mad that a Republican state legislature has been appointed as the head, I think it's of the Montana Department of Commerce, right? And so anyway, do you guys remember the name Sam Kitzenberg back in the day? I know Tim and Savage remembers the name Sam Kitzenberg. So he was a Republican who started voting with the Democrats a lot, voted with, Democrat Governor Brian Schweitzer a lot, undermined his Republican caucus, and then, got an appointment from Democrat Governor Brian Schweitzer. Don't remember the Democrats being big mad about that one. Victoria Ivas, in her reporting, good job by including this, points out how, Democrat Governor Steve Bullock appointed Democrat lawmakers to jobs. Don't remember the Democrats being big mad about that one. But now the new guy appoints a state legislator to a job, and now they're big mad. And now they want to file a lawsuit over it. So there you go. That's my summary of that story. Another story, this one coming from KTVH. Three state senators sue the Montana GOP over their removal during the Montana Republican Party's state convention. So like I said, we'll talk more about that story here. These were three of the Republican state senators that had voted against their caucus, that had voted to undermine their caucus. Eventually, the state party said they were rescinding their recognition of these state senators. And since the state party had rescinded their recognition of these state senators, they did not allow these state senators to vote on in the chairman's race for party leadership elections. And so now they're suing over that one. I did see the Montana Republican Party responded to this story on X, saying, quote, "We are confused as to why they are upset. You can't quit the team, suit up for the other side, and then sue the coach for benching you. By organizing with Democrats, the nine removed themselves from the Republican Party." So that's what the Montana Republican Party just posted on X yesterday as this story came out. So like I say, we'll talk about that more later on in the show. We do have phone lines open pretty much for the rest of the morning. I know we've got one guest joining us briefly in the 8 o'clock hour, but other than that, phone lines are open for you and covering all the ground. This one just caught my eye. You know, earlier I was talking with the president of the National Border Patrol. I was sharing the audio of our conversation with the president of the National Border Patrol Council. And let's see, this story just got published here yesterday. The Montana Chronicles. I don't know the author of the Montana Chronicles, but I've been seeing some good reporting, some interesting reporting coming out of, Zachary Schmidt is the founder of the Montana Chronicles, who wrote this article. Here's the headline: ICE arrests of illegal immigrants in Montana are up 107%. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has increased the number of arrests in Montana this year by 107%, according to information by the deportation, and of course now my printout only shows, it cuts off half of the words here. So let me pull up the actual online version here. Let's see, where are we at? Montana Chronicles, I just had it here. Oh, no, that's not the one. But yeah, basically you can see that what a difference a president makes, right? Remember when Joe Biden and John Tester and the liberal media mob here in Montana were saying, oh, we just need a border bill. We need an immigration bill in order to have border security. No, we don't. Joe Biden opened the border. Joe Biden can shut the border. And that's exactly what Donald Trump did. Yeah, I remember his great line in his address to Congress earlier this year where Donald J. Trump says, turns out all we needed was a president. Okay, here we go. Yeah, that information came from the Deportation data project. As of June 26th, ICE has arrested 37 illegal immigrants in Montana. Only 15 illegal immigrants were detained by ICE last year. Of the 52 illegal immigrants who were arrested from from 2024 to June 2026, nearly 50% of them had a prior criminal conviction. On top of this, almost 25% of the detained illegal immigrants had pending criminal charges. Now, of course, all of these illegal aliens are criminals. They broke the law by breaking into this country illegally. These are just additional crimes, of course. Now, that's just from ICE. Those numbers seem low to me. I mean, I know the percentage is like, wow, a 107% increase. It will lottie freaking die. We need to see a lot bigger numbers than that, but I know ICE is stretched thin all across the country right now, something that Homeland Security Chief Kristi Noem is working to address. I would also be interested in adding to these ICE numbers to add the Border Patrol arrest numbers to it as well, because we know that the Border Patrol has been actively arresting these criminal illegal aliens here in Montana as well. Let me see. Speaking of that, that just came to mind. I think we have a soundbite here. Maybe I didn't grab that one. I thought we might have done that. Kristi Noem, Homeland Security Secretary, was talking about, you know, they put these big incentives in place here for new ICE agents, for people to apply and to volunteer to work for ICE. And so they're seeing a big recruitment boom. Apparently they had something like, yeah, I thought I had the audio, but it looks like I don't. I didn't grab that audio clip. We always grab so much here. For this very reason is that you never know what we're going to talk about, because one thing kind of leads to another here. But Kristi Noem basically said, I think they had something like 80,000 people apply for 10,000 positions. So that's great. All right, into the phone lines we go. We've got Kat in Eastern Montana. Kat, great to hear from you. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, good morning, Aaron, and thanks to our veterans. Man, it is busy out here in the oil field, Aaron. That's why I couldn't call on Tuesday, but, you know, anyway. I wanted to publicly congratulate our favorite lawmaker, Barry Usher, for his appointment. What an honor that is. I'm just so proud of him. And I'm proud of the Montana GOP for, quote-unquote, benching the Republican turncoats. I mean, it's so right on point. Like, what did you expect, you know? But, of course, lawsuits and lawfare, just like against the governor for that appointment. And, you know, it's all anybody has are lawsuits, right? Like, we can't just, like, go into the ring and duke this out. But anyway, but that's all I really have to say, Aaron. I wanted to say God bless to Montana and you and Kaden. And I just hope everybody has an amazing week.
Hey,
so
well,
that's what
great
I got
to hear
for
you
this morning.
I'm glad it's busy in the oil fields. I want to hear more of busy in the oil fields, busy in the coal mines, busy in the copper mines. Like, right? We got to make American mining, make American energy a dominant once again, right?
Yes, absolutely. And although I am just a spouse of an oil field worker, you know, the families really are the support system for the oil field workers, because the oil field just never quits. So I'm constantly running around for my husband getting parts and things of this nature. So anyways, it is good. Good.
That's right.
Things are really picking up here.
There's no such thing as just a spouse of an oil field worker, just like there's no such thing as just a military spouse or just a law enforcement spouse. You are a part of what keeps America running by helping to keep those oil fields running there as well. Thanks so much. All right, Kat, great to hear from you. Thanks for the phone call. 406-294-0970 is the number for you as well. Back right after this.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Huh. That sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Fox News commentary.
Senator Warren has fully endorsed and quite literally wrapped her arms around Zohran Mamdani. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
I'm Benjamin Hall, Fox News senior correspondent and New York Times best-selling author, and I'm searching for heroes. Every Monday, I'll speak with a few silent but noteworthy heroes, everyday people who illuminate stories of compassion and are true embodiments of heroism. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast, Searching for Heroes with Benjamin Hall, wherever you download podcasts, and please leave a rating and a review.
Polls indicate socialist Zoran Mondani has a good shot at winning the NYC mayoral race this fall. So bad news for blissfully ignorant New Yorkers, you're likely about to be the guinea pigs in this doomed experiment. While some prominent Democrats have evaded and avoided the Mondani endorsement, Senator Elizabeth Warren is all in. She even touted him and his socialist ideas as the chosen direction of the modern Democrat Party. If Mondani wins and becomes the mayor of New York, other Democrats will follow suit, and the party will have the full green light to go to the radical socialist route. It's not even because the majority of Democrats believe in it, but rather because that's the only energy the party has. So for the sake of America, I am legitimately hoping and praying the Democrat Party can find a non-communist or socialist party leader that isn't as boring as drying paint. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With a mix of clouds and sun for today and some scattered showers and storms possible in the afternoon. Highs from the lower 80s in Bozeman to the upper 80s in Billings. For tonight, scattered showers and storms possible. Overnight lows range from the upper 40s in Bozeman to the mid-50s in Billings. Friday, we'll see more scattered shower and storm chances with highs in the 70s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
This was a stunning admission by legislative Democrats here in Montana in a leaked memo that we have now obtained and are featuring for you on our Montana Talks website right now. The Montana Democrats basically admitted that they rely heavily on foreign donors to fund their ballot initiative campaigns. Now, foreigners cannot donate to most campaigns. It's illegal. Check out that full.
Be your own, Larry. See if you could save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, one thing I wanted to add, you know, Kat in eastern Montana, she said, hey, sorry I didn't call in on Tuesday. Hey, that's no worries. I mean, that's why we typically take phone calls every day of the week here. But here's the thing. Even if you did call in on Tuesday, you can still call back on a Thursday. One thing we do try to do is, you know, our 9 o'clock hour, we limit callers to once a week because that's when we're on, you know, all across the state. Small towns, big towns, too. And so if we didn't have some sort of a limit in effect, then you'd never get the opportunity to hear from new people because a lot of the same great folks would do great, and they would call in every day, and they'd have some great stuff to say, right? But it's nice to hear from other people and give newer folks a chance to call in as well. So that's why we have that limit there. And then just in general, you know, we try to mix it up. We try to encourage people, hey, if you're going to call in, you know, often during the week, you know, more than once, well, just mix up the times that you call in, you know, so that it's not the same thing the same day, every single day, right? To where like, okay, hey, if you called in at 6:20 on Monday, well, hey, maybe try the 8 o'clock hour later in the week. Yeah, just to me, I think it just makes a better listener experience. I don't know what you guys think, but yeah, appreciate your feedback anytime. Of course, you can send us a message on the Montana Talks app on any of that inside baseball stuff, or, you know, show ideas, show feedback. We love to hear it because we're always looking at ways to make it a better listening experience for our listeners. But yeah, the best part, of course, is our callers and is especially the random moments, the stuff that you just couldn't plan, right? That's what's so fun about taking phone calls here on the show. The other thing, you know, Kat in eastern Montana was talking about this story. Three state senators sue the Montana GOP over their removal during the state Republican Party convention that took place here earlier this summer. I remember because David Noble was at the state convention. I was at the state convention. I emceed their banquet on the Friday night. I did a Q&A with Guy Benson from Fox News. We had a chat on the stage there. And so, but I remember talking with David Noble the week after the state GOP convention and asking him about this story, you know, because we always like to look at all sides. We like to look at all angles. And I said, okay, so
you know, it seems to make sense. Like, look, if the state party rescinded their recognition of these individuals, well, then why would the state party allow these individuals to vote on the party leadership? And likewise, if you're somebody who supports the nine, well, if you're proud to stand up to party leadership and you're proud to buck your party leadership and proud to buck your caucus leadership, well, then why are you filing a lawsuit over it? Right? Like, either be proud of it and move on, or so what's the deal with the lawsuit? Like, but I did ask David Noble, who's, of course, also an attorney, and I said, David, from a legal standpoint, their argument is that, well, you know, they violated the rules. They violated their own bylaws when they voted to not allow us to vote during the convention. So I was like, okay, hey, David, what's your take on that? Do they have a legal argument here? And I can't remember if he said it on air or if we were chatting about it off air. I'm pretty sure we talked about it on air. But David basically said at the time, and David, correct me if I'm wrong here in rehashing our conversation from about 2 months ago, but I believe David made the point that yeah, their bylaws said that every elected Republican lawmaker can vote at their party convention. But the party, the organization, also has the ability to change their own bylaws, to change their own rules. And that's what they did. They voted to basically change their own bylaws and change their own rules to not allow these folks. So at least if I remember what David had to say, he says it is totally legal what the state party did at their convention earlier this summer. So, but of course, if you think or hear otherwise or feel otherwise, you can call into the show as well or message us on the Montana Talks app. All right, we got one guest joining us briefly in the 8 o'clock hour. The rest of the time is your time, our time, where you can call in. And of course, man, I got a whole bunch of topics that we still haven't gotten to yet this morning. We had too much fun with the Al Gore Zoo in Europe in the 6 o'clock hour. A little hard to talk about too much else. And then, of course, M-O-O-N, that's building.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.